Phone rings.
I'll stop it, yeah. It's November 11th, 2007, 11-11, and Baba, say something so we'll make sure we hear you okay.
Here I am, I'm Baba. Well, you're right.
Okay, it is November 11th, 2007, and I'm here with Baba. Baba, say hello.
Hello, how's right. everybody?
Great, and we're going to just start talking about your the beginnings of your life. So tell me when you were born and where you were born.
I was born in Brooklyn at the I was born home. And October 24th, 1919, which makes me a very old woman, but let me tell you, I'm really not an old woman. I have makeup, I dress up, I'm gorgeous. Everyone tells me that. Anyhow.
Tell me, what number sibling were you?
I was number two.
And who was ahead of you?
My sister Esther, at 20 months apart.
And what address did you live at?
I lived at 338 Hopkinson Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. No zip.
And what were your parents' names?
My mother was Sadie, and my father was Harry.
And tell me about, your grandparents lived nearby, right?
Yeah, around the corner.
And what did you call your grandparents?
I called my grandparents the around-the-corner grandparents, and the other grandparents, the under grandparents.
And what were their, all their names?
Their name, My around the corner Baba, she was Freda, and Zaida Svi Esh, no, and my other Baba, I don't know Anda Baba's name.
That's right, we'll get back to her. And Anda just means other, right?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know her name.
And how many siblings were born after you?
Two. Two girls.
And what were their names?
There was Chippy, Corinne, and Pearl.
And how many, what was the time, the space between all of you?
Chippy and I, 5.5 years, and Pearl, 10 years.
Wow. And how old were you when you started to go to school?
5.
Do you have any memories from before you went to school, some of your earliest memories?
I really don't. You know, I just was a very happy child all the time. Never moody, never. And you can check that with my husband.
What?
And I remember Miss McGinnis, my kindergarten teacher. I loved her.
And this was when you were 5?
5.
And where did you go to school?
144.
You walked there every day?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about what school was like and Miss McGinnis.
School was like Miss McGinnis. She was a doll. I loved her. And the school, we really behaved beautifully. Or else Mr. Tweedy, who was the principal, he would really let us have it. He was very, very strict, and we need that today. And all the children were good. You never heard of guns. You never heard of knives or anything to hurt a child.
What were the subjects in school that you liked when you were very little? And
when I was very little, I just liked everything.
Really?
Yeah.
And who were your friends in school?
My friends?
Remember any of their names?
I do not.
And what was the neighborhood like where you were growing
the
up?
The neighborhood, it was poor. I walked through an open market. And that's where my mother did all her shopping. And I remember going into the chicken store, which I saw the live chickens, and the man cut their throats. And then Mama paid for a lady to clean the feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Gave her a tip, probably 5 cents or something, you know? And they cut them apart. so that we would have our, each of us would have our piece.
And tell me a little bit what life was like at home. A little bit about your father and your mother and your sisters.
Yeah, my mother was deaf. And we spoke with our lips. And she read our lips. Unfortunately, she didn't want to wear a hearing aid. Papa was a dress manufacturer. And he would take off one night a week to go to the baths and, you know, get massages and whatnot. And he'd also play cards with his friends. And he came home about 2, 3 in the morning. And they just never carried keys. So Papa would bang on the door until Mama heard it. And that's when he got home.
And what were their personalities like, your two parents?
My mother was the sweetest thing in the world, really and truly. Papa, he loved me dearly, but he wasn't nice to the others.
What? How did you experience that? How did you see that?
Well, I saw that in what he shouted at Esther for any little thing. He was very, very mean to her. And the same thing to Pearl. He was very mean to Pearl.
And Chippy?
Chippy and I, he adored.
What was the name of his shop?
Pearl Dress Company.
And you did, as you got older, you modeled for him, right?
Yes, I did.
What was that like?
It was heaven. It was so wonderful. I tried on all kinds of dresses. That's why I love dressing up today. You know, and I went to the department stores, and it was just glorious, made up.
What were some of the types of clothes that you put on? What types of dresses?
Nothing that exposed the bosom. Everything was closed, high neck or even a low, but the bosom was never shown. No, I think I had a daisy dress, a very beautiful dress. And a little of my bosom showed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And were you the only one of the daughters that modeled for your father?
Yes, I was the only one.
Why was that?
Because I had a good figure, but Chippy wasn't old enough, otherwise she would have modeled.
And as you got older and you were going to school, did you stay in the same school?
Yes. Oh, yes. I was in 144 for a long time.
And what kind of subjects, what did you study there?
Everything. We learned to read and write, and by the way, after school, I went to Hebrew school, which was across the street from the school.
Oh, what was that? Who were your teachers there?
Miss Radovsky. She was really my main teacher, Miss Radovsky. But she'd sit and pick her nose all day, and she made me sick. I couldn't look at her.
And who were some of your best friends in school as you got older?
I only had my friend Rose. And I really didn't have any friends that I remember.
How did you spend your time after school? What would you do?
Yeah, came home. And I went across the street to the candy store. Right across the street from the house. And for a penny, I got what I liked. And
what did you like?
I liked chocolate, Baby Roots, Milky Ways, everything delicious.
Did you go to movies?
Yes, I did, every Sunday, until I was 12 years old. And when I went to get the half price, the man at the door stopped me and he said, "You're not 12 anymore, you can't come in." And I was devastated because I had to pay more, you know? It was a lot of money.
Who were your favorite movie stars?
Oh, Lou Ayres. I adored him. He played in All Quiet on the Western Front.
And what about music? What did you listen to? Did you have a radio?
I had a radio, yeah. I listened to music all the time. And I went next.
Who did you like? Who were your favorites?
Well, I loved opera. And I loved popular songs.
What were some of the songs that you remember?
Lullaby of the Leaves, Look for the Silver Lining, which I always sang to Bubba.
How does that go?
Look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining. Shall I finish? And so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always something sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
How old were you when you started singing?
Isn't that a pretty song?
It's beautiful.
Oh, I started singing, God, when I came out of my mother's womb. Very young.
Did your family sing Zmirot on Shabbat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Just the girls and your father?
We, all of us. Sure.
What was Shabbos like? What was Shabbat like?
Shabbos was like Shabbos, you know.
Was it a happy time in the family? Or
yes.
Was it a...
Yes. I loved it.
Did your father go to shul on Friday night?
No, did not.
Did he go on Shabbat day?
Yes, he did.
Where did he go? Did you go too?
I went all the time.
Where was that?
I went around the corner to the shtiebel, and I went upstairs very high, and Papa was downstairs, but he was a Kohen. So, you know, I'd see him dichen. I don't know how you say it in English.
And did you have a certain person you stood next to in shul?
Yeah, and the Baba.
And what was she like? Tell us about her.
She was about 4'9". I adored her. Adored her. Both my grandmothers. And she'd turn around constantly and could I say the Jewish? Abrucha imatzlucha in Don Kepala. All the time. She blessed me and blessed me and blessed me. There was no end.
And would your grandparents join you for lunch on Shabbat?
Yeah. So no. No. And the Baba went home to undecided it, and I went home to my parents.
And what kind of food did you have every day and on Shabbat?
We had meat, chicken.
On Shabbat?
Friday night and Shabbos.
And what about during the week?
Yeah. During the week, we had Monday, we had dairy. Tuesday, we had dairy. When did we have chicken? I don't know. Wednesday, maybe chicken. Thursday, dairy. And Friday, Shabbos.
And what were you, middle class, lower middle class, upper middle class?
Well, let me tell you. Papa had money, but we didn't live well. We did not live in a nice house.
What was the house like?
It was a two-story house. And the best part of it was my half-cousins who lived downstairs, six boys, and Tante Sadie and Uncle Sam. But our apartment was really not nice, and Papa would never wanted to move because he got it free. It was my grandfather's house around the corner side there, and he didn't pay him rent, you know? So he didn't want to move, but if I ever wanted to invite anyone, I was really ashamed, so my father said, tell them that you're painting, they can't come.
And tell me what kind of a homemaker your mother was.
Oh, she was great. She worked so hard. Four girls. We had to have mini blouses, white blouses with a red bow and skirts. And Mama ironed, and she made luxe noodles and cut them, and she hung things on the line, and she put the diapers in the bathtub.
And how old were you when you switched school?
Oh, 178. That was when I graduated from 144. How old was I?
Was that like 7th or 8th grade?
Yeah. Well, how old would I be?
About 13 or so.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
And when did you start? I know that you were, you did declaiming.
Yeah.
Right?
Elocution.
Elocution.
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
My favorite cousin, Connie, who lives in California now, but she lived in Brooklyn. And she and I were very close cousins, very. Every Shabbos we got together. We went to Anda Baba's house, and Anda Baba had girls. So we'd go to the closet and we put on their high heels, and we took the peanuts and we put them on our ears for earrings, and we put a lot of soap on our hands so it looked like gloves. And this is all true. And we fought over Louis. I loved him and she loved him. So one week he was hers and one week he was mine.
And when did you start your elocution?
Now, I started my elocution when I was 11 years old, I would say, yes. Maybe even 10. And Connie and I went Sunday morning on the trolley car to Hancock Street. And we'd come to Miss, I don't remember her name. I bet Connie would remember her name. And we came to her and she spoke beautifully. And we got poems to recite. And it was so much fun.
This woman taught you?
Taught us how to speak. We'd say glass and, you know, can't say it so that we never say glass, which I never do. Papa would say it, but not I. I say glass, and I always try to speak perfectly.
And what made you go to her in the first place?
Well, my Aunt Helen, who was Connie's mother, suggested it. She always loved me, and she loved my voice.
How much did it cost, do you know?
It cost 50 cents.
And what were some of the things that you recited?
Well, I recited The Bald-Headed Man.
How does that go?
Oh, I don't remember it anymore. I wish I did. And The Bus Ride, which was wonderful. And Dog Heaven.
And the Roses one, right?
Rosa, yes.
Recite that.
I don't remember it, but I'll try my best. An Italian man, an Italian man was walking in the street, and he saw a beautiful rose in the window, and his baby was Rosa. And one day he came home from work, and he called, Rosa! But my Rosa, she no answer. My Rosa, she died. And that's why I want a beautiful red Rosa to put on her grave. And I knock on the door, and I go inside, and I say, Mister, how much is the beautiful red Rosa in the window? And the man say, $1 each. Oh, I'm sorry. I know God won a doll. I'm sorry. And the man turned around to go out, and the storekeeper said, and what do you want to pay for the rose in the window? My little baby, she died, and I want to put the rose on her grave, but I don't have the money. And he said, well, here is the rose. You don't have to pay me. Please put the rose on her grave. And the Italian man, he turned around and he said, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And did you recite this anywhere?
In school. During the lunchtime, all the classes came in. And my teachers loved it.
You recited for everybody?
Every class.
Wow. Along with your friend. But just you?
Just I.
I mean, oh yeah.
My cousin.
Right,
Connie,
your cousin.
She didn't go there.
And tell me a little bit how religious your family was.
Very Orthodox.
How did...
Didn't put on lights. Didn't put on the radio. In fact, we sat in complete darkness.
On Shabbat?
Yeah.
And your father put on tefillin every morning.
Oh, yes, sure.
And was your mother also religious?
Very, very. She was a Chabad lady. Heck.
And your grandparents, both sides?
They wore shaitels.
And were all four of the girls, as you were growing up, religious?
My sister, yes. To this day.
And tell me what their personalities were, all three of your sisters.
Yeah. Esther was not a happy girl, unfortunately. And
why do you think that is?
Well, she wanted a boyfriend, and they just rejected her. But she was a beauty. She was Miss America, really. You saw her picture, you know.
Why do you think that she didn't have a boyfriend?
She was quiet. She was withdrawn. No, she didn't have much of a personality.
And your other sisters?
Chippy was, well, she was young, but she was gorgeous. She was really a Marilyn Monroe. She was beautiful, beautiful. And she was full of personality. But Pearl wasn't. Pearl was very, very withdrawn and very quiet and unhappy. Very unhappy child.
Do you think that's perhaps because of the way your father was?
I would say so. It contributed.
And why do you think he was that way?
I don't know. Maybe he wanted her to be a boy. That's the only thing I can think. Because when Chippy was born, she was born April 1st, and he fooled us and he says, you have a brother. And I was so happy because I knew my father wanted a Kaddishel, a son, that would say Kaddish for him when he died. And so then when Pearl came, the fourth girl, nobody was happy. Nobody was happy. Really, a child is born, you should be happy. But nobody was.
And your father in general played a lot of practical jokes, right?
Yeah, he did.
Tell me some of the others.
Well, he used to come home with a tube. And when he sat down, you know, it went like... like he flatulated.
And didn't he also once pretend that he was dead?
That I don't remember.
Didn't he once put ketchup on himself or something like that?
I don't remember that.
I remember hearing that story.
Well, maybe from someone else, but not from me. I can only tell you what I know.
What about, did any of your sisters have boyfriends?
Only me.
And who was your first boyfriend?
My first boyfriend was Dilbert, Leon Dilbert. He was very, very wealthy. And he called for me in a chauffeur-driven car. I was 16.
Where did you meet him?
Yeah. I had a friend, his sister, and I forgot her name, and she invited me to her house on the beach. And I went there for the weekend. And I was with her, and he saw me there, and he liked me. And his father had a slew of food stores.
What were your typical dates with him like?
He took me to the Lois Pitkin Theater, which was very expensive for us, Papa and myself. And I had a wonderful time. And then he took me to a restaurant. And I remember having a sandwich. And I didn't drink coffee then. And ice cream.
How many years older than you was he?
He was about 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What did he do for a living?
He worked with his father in the food business.
And how long did you go out with him for?
Oh, just a few times. Because I didn't care for him. My father loved him because he had a lot of money.
And
even though he wasn't religious.
And was he your first kiss?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
no, I played the Spin the Bottle. I went to a party and I played Spin the Bottle. Then I got another couple of kisses.
Do you remember who that was with?
Don't know the boys.
And no. Who was your next boyfriend?
My next boyfriend was Zach.
Zach Gelman.
Yeah, Zach Gelman.
And where did you meet him?
I met him in Apollo Mizrahi.
And how old were you?
I was about 16 still. And he really liked me very much. As a matter of fact, he gave me a watch, which I didn't accept.
Why didn't you accept
it? Because I didn't like him, and I didn't want him to think that I do.
How long did you go out with him
for? Not long.
And so it sounds like the boys liked you right from the beginning.
They really did. I had a lot of personality. I really did.
And were you still modeling at this time?
Yes. Yes, I was.
And before we talk about your next boyfriend, who I know very well, I want to talk to you a little bit more about what life was like with your family at home. So tell me a little bit about a typical day. What time would you go off to school in the morning?
In the morning, I went to school, I remember, early. Early.
And you walked to school?
Yes. Walked, yeah. All the way. And if it was very cold, I remember wearing long underwear, because I was always cold. Long sleeves and long feet and whatnot. And Mama took me.
She walked you to school?
Yes.
Even when you were a little older?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other girls, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, when I came home from school, I passed the food market, and I bought a pickle.
Every day?
Every day. Every single day. 2 cents, maybe. Every day, because I loved it. It was in the
barrel.
Barrel. Fabulous.
And then what time did you get home?
I got home 3 o'clock. And 4 o'clock, I had to be in the Hebrew class.
And what? How long did you do that for?
Every day, for 2 hours.
And what was that like?
Well, we sat and we studied how to read Hebrew. And then we, what else? And we read, I don't know if it was Gemara, because we had to explain what we read. And I just didn't like my teacher, Ms. Radovsky.
Were you good at school, or did you not really feel academically inclined?
I didn't like school.
None of the subjects. What was your favorite subject?
My favorite subject. Spelling was my favorite. Very good. And what else?
And so then you got home after Hebrew school?
Got home after Hebrew school and had to do homework.
And what time was that about?
That was 3, 4, 5, 6.
And how long did the homework take you?
Homework took long, about an hour, yeah. I couldn't go out in the winter because it was freezing. I was always cold. I did go out in the summertime. Went out and I played rope, skipped rope. And Bondi, the girl from next door, she used to eat candy. Oh, God. Every candy in the world. She had old teeth that were rotten, and it was awful.
Was Bondi Jewish?
Jewish.
So were all your friends in the neighborhood Jewish?
She wasn't religious or anything. She was just a Jew.
And then it was about 7 o'clock, I guess, when you finished your homework.
Right.
And then what happened?
Well, I had supper.
With the whole family?
No, not with Papa.
Where was he?
Papa never came home on time.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just you and the mother and
Mama and the girls, right.
And did you all help clean up?
We did.
Did you have assigned chores, or you all just...
No, we just got up, took everything off, and cleaned. Esther was a wonderful cleaner.
And
she really...
And then it was about 8 o'clock?
Yeah, we had a good sleep.
And how? What was the sleeping arrangements?
Well, I was lucky. I had my own bed. But my sisters had to sleep with each other.
All three of them?
Yeah.
They shared what?
Well, the two beds.
Why did you have your own bed?
I don't know.
Was that your father's decision?
No. I just got it in a little room.
So you had your own room?
Yeah.
And the other girls all shared their one room?
Yeah.
So it was three girls in one room and one girl in the other?
There were Esther... And Chippy slept together.
In one bed?
Yeah. And then there was Pearl.
And they were all in one room, right. And you were in your own room.
Yeah, a little room.
And you don't know why that happened?
I don't know why that happened. No.
Were the other girls jealous?
I have no idea. No. No, not at all.
Hmm.
Never. We just accepted it. In those days, you know, you just, if you slept in the toilet, we wouldn't say anything.
Do you think that you were the favorite child?
Chippy and I, yes.
And who got along, which of the four girls were the good friends with each other?
I was not good friends with Esther. I was wonderful friends with Chippy and Pearl.
And what about the other girls? Were they good friends with each other?
I know Chippy loved Esther. She was a very good friend with her. And Pearl was very good with me. Very good.
Was it a loud home or a quiet home?
Oh, it was loud when we fought.
And did you fight a lot?
Yeah.
What were the fights about?
Oh, wow. I wish I could remember, but we did fight.
Who was in trouble the most?
Well, I was in trouble a lot. I remember I threw a brush at my sister, Esther, and I broke the window, and my father wanted to kill me.
And did anyone ever get in real trouble outside the house?
No, never, never. That's fine, girls.
And so, what happened when you were dating Zach Gelman? How did that end?
How did that end? I just told him when he offered me the watch, I said, Zach, at this time, I really don't want to accept it. And we'll just be good friends.
And then who was your next boyfriend?
Mac.
And how did you meet him?
Well, I went to this Hapoel Mizrahi evening, and I was with Zach. And Papa was with Rosalind. And he was gone with her for about a year already. Yeah, really liked her. Lovely girl. And I sang, and I recited.
And where was this?
That was in Brooklyn.
Where?
I don't know.
And then what happened?
Oh, then I saw Papa, my husband, and I really fell in love.
Right away?
Right away.
Where'd you see him?
I saw him in the room. But his girlfriend was on his lap.
Had you ever seen him before?
No, never.
Do you remember what he was wearing?
No.
Do you remember what you were wearing?
I know I was wearing pearl dress. Beautiful. I wore different dresses all the time, as Papa can tell you.
And what happened the rest of that evening?
The rest of that evening, I entertained, and that was it. And then we went home. Zach and I went to the train station, and eventually Papa came. He came a little later, but you had to wait for a train hours. At that hour of the night, it was very late.
So,
and Papa came, and he sat in the train, and I could see him because I sat in one corner, and I could see him over there, and I couldn't take my eyes off him. And I came home, and I told my mother, Mama, I met a boy today that I'm going to marry.
What did your mom say?
My mom laughed.
And when was the next time you saw
him? I saw him in September.
When?
It was 3 months later.
And where did you see him that time?
I saw him that time in Shul.
And,
I don't remember.
And, what happened? What happened? When you saw him then?
Pardon me, I'm wrong. It was Simchas Torah. And my sister Esther came home, and she said, Hindi, you remember that guy that you spoke about so much? Well, he's at the HES, the Hebrew Educational Society. You know, gotta go there, of course I did. It was a big walk, but walking didn't mean a thing that time. And my friend...
Where was that?
Off Pitkin Avenue. I don't know the street. And then my friend Florence Zivitz, she also said, he remembers you. It was baloney. He didn't remember me. And I came there. I wore a black dress with white pearls.
So you had told Florence Zivitz about him?
Yes, yes. And I came there, and we met. We didn't separate for 1 minute.
How did you meet? Did you walk over to him, or what happened?
Apparently, either he walked to me, or I walked to him.
And then what happened?
He walked to me.
And then what happened?
And then we went out, and outside Lois Pitkin was a little park, very little park. And we sat down on the bench, and we talked for a very long time. And then he walked me home.
And do you remember what you talked about?
Everything. He made a lot of jokes. And he put on his glasses and he says, you know, you're really pretty. And went home late. And that was it. And my father was always at the window looking to see who I'm coming home with.
And did he see you on this day?
I imagine he did, because he never failed. And he always knocked on the window and said, Hindi, come up.
Did he do that this time?
No, not this time.
Don't remember that. And how did your relationship then progress?
It progressed in that we just got to see each other every single day. Papa said, can I see you tomorrow? And I was elated, of course, you know. And it took quite a number of days for him to give me a kiss. And I was dying for a kiss. But that stinker, he just didn't kiss me.
Do you remember where you were when he kissed you?
Oh, I must have been in the park.
And then you saw him very often?
Every night for 4 years. Every single night.
Where would you meet him and when?
I would meet him when in the summertime when he worked the optical place. I walked to the station, to the Utica Avenue station. And I waited for him to come, and I saw him, and I was so thrilled. It was wonderful. And I walked him home, and then I walked home myself.
And did you tell your family right away about him?
No, not right away. Not right away.
When did you tell
them? I told them, you know, about 2 years later, I would say.
You literally did not mention him to your mother and father for 2 years?
Didn't tell them.
Why?
No, because maybe I was afraid of something, you know. After all, he was a poor boy, and Papa didn't want poor boys. So when I told him I was going with this fellow, he came up. Mama, my mother, fell in love with him.
So this was after 2 years. You say he came up. He came to the house?
Came to the house, right.
And did he come over for a meal, or what happened?
No, not for a meal. He just came over. And I introduced him, and when the evening was over and I came home, Mama said to me, oh, look at his cheeks, his apple cheeks, how beautiful, he's so handsome, my Andy, he's so gorgeous. And my father, you know, he said to her, where is it? Who is he? I said, a nice boy, Papa. And he didn't pursue it, but then when I started to go with him a lot, you know, every night I went out and Papa would say, where are you going? I said, I'm going to see Matt. I don't want him in the house. I don't want him to come to the house.
That must have made you very upset.
Very. Okay, I said. I met him on the street corner every single night.
Did you tell your sisters about him?
I don't think so. I didn't tell anyone.
So what about your friends? Who'd you talk to about him?
Rose, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she have a boyfriend?
Yes, we introduced her to Sandy.
And so would the four of you go out?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about some of your dates.
My dates. We'd go to the movies Saturday night for 35 cents. And then they gave free dishes. Oh, no, during the week they gave free dishes, not Saturday night.
Who gave free dishes?
The theater.
What kind of, you mean like plates?
Yeah. It was fun. Got a present. And then after, that was the night Papa treated me. And then we went to the corner ice cream place, and I had my favorite coffee hot fudge sundae. I loved it. And it, I think it was 15 cents.
And would you ever go other places, more exotic places? Did you ever leave the city a little bit?
No.
Did you go to Coney Island?
Yes. In the summertime, we rented a, what do you call it?
A boat?
Room or something. A locker. Rented a locker. And we went swimming. And it was wonderful.
Where were you swimming? At Coney Island?
At Brighton Beach. Brighton Beach. We had the locker there.
And would you watch him play ball sometimes?
Washington or something. I always watched him play ball Sunday.
Where did he play?
In the street.
What kind of ball? Soccer?
Soccer. Football. Football. Football.
And you cheered for him?
And he was, oh my God, he always got hurt. And after the game, he had a cane, and he was limping, and he hurt his hand. Don't ask. It was terrible. My heart broke for him. But he didn't give up. He was some player.
Tell me a little bit about the story about how he had a bit of a lisp or something.
Oh, yes, sure. When I met him, he used to say kitchen and chicken, you know, and all that, and it annoyed the hell out of me. And he told me he was going to the class, and the teacher told him, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth and say chicken, and it didn't help. And I kept correcting him all the time. And I told him, no, say chicken, you know, because the elocution helped me. And one night, he came to the house, and we had a lot of people there for Shalosh Shiddus, I think. And after Shabbos, he said, Hilda, I'm going home to take a shave. I said, to take a what? He was livid, fit to be tied, because I reprimanded him in front of all these people. And he ran home, and he said to me the next day, don't ever say anything like that in front of people. And he stopped saying klitter, and he was perfect the next day.
Right away.
Yeah, he said chicken, kitchen. Yes.
Did you feel bad about it?
I felt terrible. But I didn't give a damn. Because I wanted him to get out of that habit.
And so it worked.
It certainly did. Another wonderful thing worked too. I'll tell you that later. When I took a boyfriend who was gay.
Well, how many years later was that?
That was, I would say about it was 4 years.
Well, why don't you tell us that story?
Years, yeah, so about 3 years. Well, that story was, he said to me one day, he said to me, Hilda, I'm sick and tired of being rejected by your father. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly healthy. And he says, I don't think we should see each other anymore. I was devastated. Because I loved him dearly. He was my heart, my soul, my everything. And we separated. And that was Friday. And maybe Thursday, I don't know, because I had to have time to see this boy. So the insurance man used to come every week to collect money for the insurance money. I don't know, a dollar, 50 cents, something, you know? And he came, he was the nicest guy. He loved me, and he always said to me, I have a nephew who's so wonderful, and you must meet him. So I told him, look, I'm free. I don't have a boyfriend anymore. I'd love to meet your nephew.
This was the day after you told
him?
Yeah.
And they called him up, and he told me, fine, you've got a date. So he came.
What was that person's name?
Don't remember. Leon. I think Leon.
Go on.
Yeah. came Saturday night to the house, and he said, we can go to the Pitkin Theater. I said, you know what, first, I want to go to wherever he played, I don't know, because Mac is playing basketball there. It's a basketball game and dance, and I'd like to go. I didn't tell him why. And he said, okay, let's go. And everyone knew that Mac and Hilda were inseparable. We always held hands. We were the lovers. And when I came in, people were astonished. They saw me with another guy, and Mac is playing basketball. And I walked through the whole line so Mac would see me. And he told me later that his game just fell apart. He couldn't play anymore once he saw me do that. He was sick. I accomplished my mission. That's what I wanted to do. And then we went to the Lois Pitkin, and we had a great time.
You went with this other man?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do there?
It was a show, a live show, beautiful. And movies. We had a wonderful time. But of course, I didn't let him kiss me or anything.
And when, how long after that did you hear from Mac?
I think Sunday night or Monday. I got a telephone call, and I didn't have a phone. But the candy store across the street used to get phone calls for the people on the street. And he'd send a boy over and say, there's a telephone call for Hilda, and I'd give him a nickel, a tip, or something. And I went, and he said to me, look, Hilda, you have a book that I want, and I'd like to meet you, and we'll settle it, you know, whatever. I said, fine. And I met him on the corner, like I always did, and we went to the park. Where else are we going to sit? And he said to me, you don't know how I missed you. I missed you terribly.